Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports fans? It's DW here on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Usually I'm here at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, joining you for another edition of Inside the War Room, 15th edition. I've got a great guest on store for everyone tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Steven Nelson, Oregon State corner. He's really aggressive. I like his demeanor. Nicknamed Mighty Mouse by Charles Davis of NFL Network. He's a Senior Bowl participant. Had a wonderful week down there. He stood out to Mickey and I. We both really liked what we saw from him, and he will be joining us this afternoon. Just a little bit about him. He's 5'11", 195. He's got great size for a corner. He runs about a 4.4, and hopefully that will show next week at the NFL Scouting Combine. And he was a three-star recruit after being a JUCO. Really talented individual. I really like his play style, and I'm going to compare him later on in the show in the shadow comparison segment to an all-pro corner. So you want to check that out. Stick around. We will talk to him momentarily. If you've missed this interview or any other interview in its entirety, please check out NFLDraftForRoom.com/interviews. We've got 15 great episodes up there with so many different prospects, well-rounded guys that want to make it to the league. And I'm really excited for any of these guys to get an opportunity, especially the smaller school ones. Nelson's got about a second to third round grade right now, so he's getting plenty of looks, and he's probably one of the biggest prospects on the rise right now. So we're really looking forward to having him on here momentarily. He was a 2014 preseason Bronco Nebraska Trophy watch candidate. He was a two-time starter, and like I said, he played in the Senior Bowl. He just had a wonderful week, and we can't wait to have him on here momentarily. Don't forget to check out NFL Draft War Room, the page, sleeper reports, big boards, mock draft, small school mock draft, anything you need at all, go check it out. Mickey does a great job updating the content every single day, tries to tweet out every single day something new in the draft realm. Check me out, DRW Scout, at that's my Twitter tag. Usually I'm talking something about the draft. If not, just send me a message about the draft. I would be more than happy to talk to you about the draft. So lots of good stuff on there. And also I will be doing a 7-round small school mock draft. There's so many different things you can check out with that small school mock draft. It's going to be in depth. It's going to be deep. It's 7 rounds. I mean, that's just a whole bunch of opportunities to give small school guys exposure. But guys like Steven Nelson, one of the biggest guests we've ever had on the show, really looking forward to having him on here in just a little while. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about the corner class. You know, Trey Waynes is headlined by a lot of different draft experts as some of the biggest corners in the country. Obviously, you got Steven Nelson, P.J. Williams from Florida State's another guy that is really on the rise right now, and I think he's really going to have his impact heard. So, you know, I think that's really important to bring those guys to the table. And these guys are all talented. They'll probably go in the first round. So Let me see if I can reach out to Mr. Nelson. You know, a whole bunch of guys had Nelson as a fifth to sixth round grade coming into the Senior Bowl. I think he really helped his stock out at the Senior Bowl this week, or last week. And I think at the Combine he's going to turn some heads. I think right now he's a borderline first round pick. I moved him pretty much from a fifth round to a second round grade on my board. Mickey is very high on him. I really like the demeanor of him. So, you know, I think Nelson's going to be one that's really going to surprise people. He's not as small as people realize on film, but I think that his aggressive play is something that scouts crave. He's always going to make a break on the ball. I really think that Nelson's going to be one that can be a big starter coming forward or going forward into the NFL. He's really going to have quite the impact on special teams. If he doesn't start right away, you know, maybe a team looking for someone to develop into a starter, he's going to be the guy. Somebody like Miami could look at him because they need a corner. And somebody opposite of Brent Grimes, you know, Courtland Finnegan's pretty much done. I think Jamar Taylor's still really good. But, you know, teams that have a vet that needs some depth there, I really think that he is going to be the one to make the impact. And he might step in right away to make an impact with the team. So Steven Nelson, Oregon State, will be joining us here momentarily. We've gone over a whole bunch of different things. And at the Senior Bowl, Mighty Mouse was, you know, said so many different times. I think he's really going to be up there as one of the best corners to come out of this draft class. I'm really confident in his abilities. I was high on one of his teammates a few years ago. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on this afternoon. Steven, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Feeling good. Just got back from a workout, so feeling great.
You're probably in the middle of the grind, getting ready for the NFL draft. I'm getting ready for the scouting combine next week. I know you're thrilled about that. I've told our listeners a little bit about you and your aggressive play. I've told them about your accolades. You know, you're a Senior Bowl All-Star. We'll talk about that in just a bit. The unique nickname that Charles Davis gave you. I know that's probably been spread around to everyone that's talked to you about. I'm going to get your thoughts on that and just about some of your experiences in your college days and now going forward to the NFL. So let's get started. Tell me about your experience from high school to college. I know sometimes it's a transitional point and that you were at the College of Sequoias. Tell me about your experience from high school to, you know, a smaller college like that, and then we'll jump into your time when you transferred to Oregon State.
All right, so high school, I went to Northside High School in Warner Robins, Georgia. They have a great tradition for winning state championships, so I came from a winning background. Senior year, I think I broke the Georgia record for most punt returns, and that was like 13. And then didn't have the grades to go straight to Division I school, so transitioned to a junior college, College of Sequoias in California, where I played 2 years. And by the end of my sophomore year, I had become the second cornerback in the country and picked up a lot of offers, and Oregon State was the one I fell in love with.
Well, you know, a lot of different people. You had over 20 different offers, and one of the big offers was Georgia. You know, Georgia's a hometown. You'd be the hometown kid coming back home. What made you decide Oregon State versus Georgia? You know, was Rod Perry a big reason why you came to Oregon or went to Oregon State?
Right. It was the main reason why I went to Oregon State. I knew his background and his credibility that he had with the coaching and also playing NFL, and saw the great players that he produced coming out of Oregon State, Jordan Poyer, and I played with Rashad Reynolds and those guys. And, you know, just I thought it would be a great fit for me come in knowing that those guys were leaving, and, you know, they desperately needed help. So I thought that was the perfect fit for me.
I think it's great that, you know, you have a really good recruiting experience, especially coming out of junior college. And somebody as talented as you that was picking up numerous offers, you could have picked up pretty much anywhere. But you've hit on a thing that I was really keen on, that Oregon State's had a lot of good people in the secondary. Was that a big reason why you went there? Because they've had a successful secondary for the last 5 years. They've had guys, you know, go from anywhere from round 3 to round 7.
Right.
Yeah, that, I also looked at all that. One thing about me, I'm a great decision maker, and I looked into all that, and, you know, I said, hey, man, you know, maybe when it's my time, you know, I'll be the next DB to come out of there, you know, and I didn't see anything wrong with not going to UGA. My family had totally supported me, and we just made it happen.
What's your relationship with the coaching staff at Oregon State? How have they developed you into arguably one of the best draft prospects in this year's class?
Right. My relationship with the coaches, the whole coaching staff, where now most of them are gone, but we had a great relationship. We all had our ups and downs. you know how coaching goes with players, but it was a great experience. You know, I learned a lot and built a great friendship with those guys.
I think it's important to build chemistry with your coaching staff and your teammates. We'll touch on that in just a little bit. I'm going to ask you now about Jordan Poyer, a guy that I was very high on coming into his draft class. Actually, I met him. I interviewed him down in Mobile. We'll talk about Mobile in a little while as well. What's your relationship like, Jordan? Has he given you any insight for the NFL?
Right. We have a great relationship. The year I came in was the year he was going into the NFL, so I pretty much picked his brain a little while he was still in Corvallis, and he just told me that that I have all the tools that he doesn't have physically, but one thing that separates you is having it all up top and just being smart in decision-making on the field, and so I just took that with me.
Has he given you any insight of being a ball hawk? He was praised as one of the best ball hawks in the country when he was coming out. How has he helped you grow into a better, because you're always around the ball. It's something that shows up on tape. But did he give you any pointers to really make you an all-around player, something in the hips or the hands, or just was it something he said that made you click?
I mean, not really. I think – that's just God given, you know. There's nothing you can really teach. I mean, if you're a playmaker, then you're a playmaker. I mean, can't tell nobody to go and you know, hustle to the ball or do that. You know what I mean? It's just something that's instilled in you. And I mean, I watched his game a lot, and I mean, you can try to mimic other people's game, but you are who you are at the end of the day.
That's very true, and that will move us into the next segment of my show that I like to call the shadow comparison segment, where you pretty much tell me who you compare your game to, and then after watching your film, and I've watched a lot of game film on you, and who I compare your game to. I've compared your game to an all-pro, believe it or not, but I want to our listeners want to hear your take on who you compare your game toward.
All right, I get this question a lot, and you know, some people might argue with me, but I like Charles Woodson, even though, you know, we're two different athletes, but I feel like it's bigger than that. His ability to be versatile and play all over the field and do his job well, that describes me. I feel like I can play inside and outside, you know, no matter what the situation is, and get the job done. So I like Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson, one of the best to ever play. You know, he's respected around the league by everyone. I compare your game to 7th overall pick Joe Hayden of the Cleveland Browns. You two play very similar. You two are very good in man-to-man coverage, and you can keep up with a guy going upfield. Hayden's not known as a ball hawk, but he's going to make you uncomfortable. He's going to swat the ball away. no matter what, where the ball's coming from. But that's who I see your game a lot like is Joe Hayden. So
that's
probably the big,
awesome.
The biggest player comparison I've ever given on the show. So I'm very keen of your game, and you know, I would love to see you in my favorite team's uniform. So maybe it might come true.
I'm actually glad, you know, I'm starting to get a little respect. You know, I'm glad you actually watched the film. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just read the internet and, you know, they don't really know. So my advice to people is watch the film.
Oh, and the film shows up. I tell people, film doesn't lie. When I was watching the Senior Bowl live on NFL Network, you know, I missed being down in Mobile. I was down there 2 years ago with Jordan.
Right.
I remember him playing. But something popped out to you. You know, Charles Davis was very keen on you. He brought up the nickname Mighty Mouse. How much has that been brought up to you?
Right. It's been brought up a lot, whether it's jokingly or whether people see it as a big stepping stone for my career. I hear a lot. My family starting to call me that, and I just think it's real funny. But I think it's a good thing that Charles Davis actually gave me that nickname, because I feel like, you know, who else did he give a nickname to? So I feel like that speaks for itself.
Did you actually get to interact with Charles Davis at all? I know they're pretty free-floating during the day.
Right.
Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I met him twice. It was once in practice, and it was actually for the first two times, because he said he admitted he never got a chance to get out and watch my games because I'm way up in Oregon. But I met him once in practice, and he was good. And then right before the game, I was actually catching punts, and he came over and whispered in my ear and just told me to play my game. And you know, that's what always what my grandfather has told me. So that's what allows me to play well.
And it really showed at the Senior Bowl. I think you had a wonderful week. You know, arguably you could say your draft stock, you probably don't put too much ingrained to it. You know, it's a blessing to get drafted regardless of where you go. But I think you helped your cause from being a mid-fifth to early sixth in most people's eyes. I had you about at a third. You helped yourself, and you're a mid-first round – or not a mid – a tweener first round pick for me. I just like what you bring to the table, and I think a lot of people are starting to open their eyes. What steps have you taken to prepare yourself for the combine next week? Have you got yourself mentally ready for all the interviews you're going to have, and also physically for the grind and the drills?
Right. I'm overall just doing whatever it takes. If you know me, you know I'm a worker. It really doesn't stop interviews. I think the Senior Bowl really helped me a lot with the interviews. All of them went well, so I kind of know what to expect at the combine for that. Physical-wise, speed training, defensive back drills, I mean, weightlifting, I mean, it's all going great. And, next week, I think I'll surprise a lot of people, especially with my speed.
I think so. I think something – right now, honestly, if you can really help yourself, which I think you'll have an outstanding week, you should be up there with Trey Waynes, as most people put as the top corner. I don't see it, but that's just my opinion. I think he's number two. I really don't have a say-so on the corner class. It's so close this year. But
I mean,
honestly – oh, go ahead.
I was about to say, man, I mean, all that's just – you know, it's just back and forth stuff. You know, I don't really pay attention. I mean, I'm aware everybody likes the tall corners and all that. But, like, I just tell everybody, just watch my tape. You know, I don't give up touchdowns. You know, I don't really, you know, things like that. So that's all I have to say about it.
We're going to move into one of my favorite segments of the show that I call the Three Wish segment. Now, a lot of guys have different wishes, and they have something they really want. I'm your genie. You just summoned me out of my bottle. I'm giving you three wishes. The only thing is you can't wish yourself instantly to an NFL team or any kind of NFL matter. You can give yourself different ways around it. I've had guys say, you know, I want scouts to actually come out and see me. But then again, you know, just you can't wish yourself on an NFL team, but you can wish for anything else in the world for you want. Anything else you want at all.
So anything in the world?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Number one is just for me to have a successful, long, healthy career. I mean, that's just a given. And number two, for my family to be able to live comfortable. Number three, probably be able to go back to school one day and just probably, you know, get more degrees. You know, I feel like that would do a lot.
I think it's wonderful to hear a young man like yourself that, you know, wants to take care of their family and, you know, stay healthy, but also, you know, keep education important. I really think it's a good thing to fall on, especially, you know, the NFL grind is very hard. It's very crucial, and, you know, injuries happen. Sometimes injuries you can't bounce from. No one wants an injury, but it's important
right.
that you have your education to fall back on. I think that's outstanding.
Right.
The last thing I'm going to ask you before I let you go for the day, and I appreciate you coming on. I know you're very busy getting ready for everything. I know it's been hard for us to schedule something, but I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Who is your favorite NFL team and why? I have a question to ask you regarding to it.
Favorite NFL team. I've always been like a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, just because of their, I'm a defensive player, and just for their reputation of their defense, you know what I mean? So that's just growing up, you know what I mean?
All right, Kevin Colbert is the general manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's widely known as one of the best general managers around. He just brought you in for a private workout. He saw a lot of good things at the combine from you. He saw you at the Senior Bowl, and he really likes what he saw on tape, and you've had a great workout with him. The scouts leave the room, and it's you and him. And he looks straight across the table to you, puts away his notes, and says, "Why is Steven Nelson from Oregon State a good fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise? You have 3 minutes to tell me an answer."
3 minutes?
3 minutes. You can say as much or as little as you want, but, you know, I'm just
putting it
in perspective. You know, he might say, you know, you have pretty much a limited amount of time to sell yourself in so much time frame. So you're pretty much selling yourself to the general manager.
Right. Well, when he asks me that question, I mean, you're going to get a guy that simply doesn't have, is not going to have any complaints when it comes to anything at all, regarding anything at all. I mean, wherever I'm going to need, you know, that's where, you know, I'm going to do my best. You know, you're going to get a guy that's going to be focused, always trying to get better. You're going to get a guy that's going to come in early, leave late. I mean, You're not going to get a troublemaker. I don't have any criminal issues. You know, you're going to get a great guy that's going to bond around the whole team. I mean, you're going to get a great guy for the community. Also, furthermore, you're going to get a playmaker. And I feel like I can go in there and make plays whenever the time is meant to make plays.
And actually, I think Pittsburgh would be a great fit for you. They have an aging corner. So I think you would actually be a very good fit in the Steel City. That's just personally what I think. But, you know, so many draft fans out there have, you know, different takes on different things. Is there anything else you want to say? Give a shout-out to a friend, a family member, an individual. Do you have anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
Not just individual. I guess I would have to say my whole family for just being there to support, family and friends, and old coaches to help me get to this point, and also thank God for all my success. So, and thank you guys for having me.
We really appreciate it, and you know, if you need anything at all, if you need a mentor figure, I'm here for you. Mickey would love to have you. If you need anything else, Mickey likes you a lot too. We talked about you actually yesterday, talking about how your play is a whole bunch different than the other corners in the draft. But sports fans, Steven Nelson, Oregon State CB, Senior Bowl All-Star participant. He's going to the Combine next week. Look out for him. And if you want to follow him at Nelson_Island, follow his NFL journey going forward. I know he's really hungry to make an impact in the NFL. I think he's going to be one of the best corners in this draft class after it's all said and done. Steven, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much.
Sports fan Steven Nelson, really wonderful guy. The Oregon State corner, you know, came from a JUCO, and he's 5'11", 195. He's a two-time starter, Pac-12 All-Conference player, a Senior Bowl participant. If you missed this interview at all in its entirety, check it out at NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. I really do like quote-unquote Mighty Mouse, as Charles Davis gave him the nickname. Great story there. Told him to keep him focused on everything like that. So with that being said, thank you for a great week with Inside the War Room. We've had a lot of great guests. I've had a lot of fun with a whole bunch of them. Next week, we start off the week with our first long snapper of the draft process, Dan Jordan from Lock Haven. He is arguably being underlooked by a lot of different guys, but Dan's got a great head on his shoulders. But a big shout-out to Steven Nelson again from Oregon State. He's a great kid. Check him out on Twitter. Follow his journey, Nelson_Island. And I hope everyone has a great weekend and a Valentine's Day weekend. If you missed this interview at all, NFLDraftRoom.com/interviews. With that being said, I'm your host, DW, Blog Talk Radio. Hope everyone has a great weekend. I will be back Monday with another edition, 16th edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.